Elliot, let's talk about it.
Yeah, hi, John. I just wonder on this ammunition shortage, if a lot of that isn't PR, a created rush on the demand, you know.
No, absolutely. I talked to a gun store owner. He's crying. If he could only get the stuff, he could sell it off the shelves. He says it gets gone, and the day it comes in, it's gone.
Has he raised the prices on it?
He has none at any price.
Well, when he had it, did he raise the price?
Regardless of what happened then, he can't even get it to sell it. Now, maybe it's the manufacturers holding back? Do you think that's what's going on, an artificial shortage there?
It could be, because you can create a demand, you know. We're going to be out of toilet paper, so everybody runs for toilet paper.
Well, doggone right. Talk about prescription drugs. What do you do when you're out of toilet paper? Now we're talking something serious here.
When person commits a robbery, is so much crime for the robbery, and then if there's a handgun involved, that's another 5 years. Why is that?
Mandatory 5-year penalty if a handgun is involved. I like it. Do you like that?
Make the situation more dangerous.
Well, are you against that penalty?
Well, I'm just wondering if they aren't considering guns dangerous, or why would they have a penalty?
Because a crime committed with a gun is dangerous. I agree, you agree, we all agree, and it should be that way. Not the gun is dangerous. The gun doesn't go to prison for 5 years. It's the guy who's using it who goes to prison. Do you understand the difference?
Sure I do.
Well, then you didn't have to ask the question.
What separates a bad guy from a
good guy? All right, enough questions. All right.
John, you never give me any time, do you?
Gee, you get all the time in the world. What's the deal?
Yeah, you treat me with sarcasm and cut me off.
Because you say stupid things. When you said, for instance, the other day, when you said, if there's a dangerous situation, push your wife out there and let her deal with it. Do you want to give your phone number so people can call? I've had so many people angry at that comment.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, some people say. But I'm sure that your sense of humor isn't very, very high if you thought that was a serious statement.
Well, that's funny?
Sure it was.
Okay, for you, are you against women?
No, I'm pro-women.
Okay.
Are you?
All right.
I'm not misogynistic, are you?
You've had more time on the air than anybody else. Are you happy?
Thank you for that.
All right, morning, girl.